Thursday, August 26th, 2010, episode number one of the Buckscast with your host, Chuck Schilling, Nick McIver, and Dakota Schmidt, with an interview with former Bucks player Primo Spresic. Bucks fans, are you ready? And welcome to episode number two of the Buckscast. I am Dakota Schmidt. Alongside with me is Chuck Schilling and Nick McIver. Chuck, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great. Long off season. Can't wait for the regular season to get going in roughly 2 months, a little over 2 months.
It's like 46 days until the first preseason game.
41 days, actually. It happens to also be my birthday, so I've got that one on the calendar.
Nice. You going to that game against Chicago?
Yeah. I am going to that game, yes. I'm hopefully going to meet up with one Corey Maggette at that game.
Nice. Nick, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And hello, Bucks Nation. Let's talk about some Bucks basketball.
And speaking of Corey Maggette, me and Corey Maggette have became great friends via Twitter. I haven't got a nickname for Corey Maggette. Chuck, you mind saying that?
Yes, Mr. Shrekface. I mean, we all know it's true. Shrekface and your voice annoys the hell out of everyone. So, you know, what are we going to do? You're just a horrible detriment to society.
Thank you, Chuck. What a great thing to say about your host. Thank you. And speaking of Chuck, you have some plans for the season.
Yep, during the regular season, I may have to skip out on some of these episodes. You know, I enjoy talking Bucks, but as many people know, I'm also been in Squad 6 last year, and I plan on doing the same this year. So, you know, if I'm going to games 2, 3, 4 times a week, I do have other things outside of Bucks that I tend to, such as a job and friends and family. So, you know, I'll be here talking Bucks when I can, but may not happen all the time.
Okay, and you might notice that Ty Redmond is not here. Of course, he's living in Australia, and we have some major time zone differences, and he's also busy with a house, a job, and a family of his own. But on tonight's show, we have a very special interview with one former Milwaukee Bucks center, Primo Spresic. Thank you. Thank you very much. So let's hop with the news. Tiny Earl Boykins, it's not a Buck, we're going to talk about that. Where Darian Thompson and Tiny Gallon are going to be. The schedule coming out, we're going to talk about that. If we like it or not, the national games you got, and more about that subject. And Andrew Bogut, right elbow injury. Of course, you all have heard about that. We're going to discuss more about his injury when we come back. But in the meantime, you're going to hear the Primo Spresic interview, and when you hear us next, we're going to talk about some Bucks news. So everybody, we'll be right back.
Hey, this is radio station WSKEE. We're taking calls on the wish line, making your wacky wishes come true.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, a 6-4 baller. I wish
6'9", so I can get with Leoshi, cause she don't know me, but Yoshi's really fine. You know I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat, her boyfriend's tall, and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black brother jocks get the fly girls, and me I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble, got hit with a bottle, but sit in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick got sick sick to my stomach, overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't that type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit and a hat with a bat.
The Buckscast, it's my pleasure to be joined by former Bucks center, Primoz Brestic. Right now he is training for the World Championships in Turkey. Primoz, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
I'm Primoz. How's your summer been going? Have you gotten any offers from other teams now that you're an NBA free agent or what?
As for right now, I'm a free agent. I don't have any offers from the NBA right now. I have some offers from European teams, but I'm just going to be patient and wait till the end of the World Championship to sign with either NBA or either to come back to play in Europe.
Okay, you've been with several teams in your NBA career. You started out with the Pacers, who are a well-established franchise, and then you went to Charlotte. Was there like a shock of team cultures or what?
Yeah, it was. You know, in Charlotte, the 3 years when I was there, you know, I didn't get much opportunity to play. And then all of a sudden, you know, I got picked in an expansion draft. And I was a starting center for the Bobcats, playing very good. And it was a great experience, you know, playing for Coach Bickerstaff, who gave me, you know, a lot of freedom, who brought my confidence back, you know. He believed in me, and I really enjoy, you know, playing for them and also living in Charlotte.
You had some good numbers while playing with the Bobcats. You had like 13.5 points and 7 rebounds. But after your stay with the Bobcats, you really didn't get any other offers from any other teams for, you know, big starting positions. Why is that?
Yeah, no, because I was still with the contract with the Bobcats, you know. After the World Championship in Japan, entering my third year with the Bobcats, you know, in the beginning of training, I had some health problems, and unfortunately, the season didn't go well for me, and after that, everything went kind of downhill, you know. But I'm healthy now, and you know, it was a great experience, you know. The problem was in the summers, you know, I didn't take no time off, you know. I was always practicing, playing for my national team, and the body, you know, just shut it down, you know.
Yeah, because I watched some of your Bobcats games. I think I was the only one out of Charlotte that actually, you know, kind of cared about the Bobcats, even though I was a Bucks fan, and I thought you did great. But then you went to Toronto, Philly, Detroit, whatever, and your career really hasn't been to that point yet. But we're gonna go to some questions about your career, about your stint with the Bucks. First question: what was it like playing with Andrew Bogut?
When I got there, it was the trade deadline was, I think, February 19th. We just started winning, you know, the Bucks started winning. I think we hit like, you know, we won like 8-9 in a row, and Andrew got named like player of the month, if I'm
correct. He was playing
great basketball, you know, at the All-Star level, and unfortunately, you know, at the end he got hurt, and I was feeling bad for him, you know, because he could really help us, you know, in the series against Atlanta. So, but he's a great guy, you know, and hope we can play together soon again.
Okay, after Bogut went down, you got your role improved a little bit. How did you have to deal with that, knowing that after staying on the bench for so long like you did in Milwaukee, that you have to play some more minutes, you know, with Kurt Thomas starting and Gasrig, I think he was on the inactive list, so you were the backup center for the Bucks. How was that?
No, it was good, but you know the problem usually, you know, when you get traded, you know, in like a month and a half left in the season, you know, it's tough to pick up, you know, the system, the offense, you know, the how the team is playing on defense. So you know, the when Andrew went down, you know, Kurt was our starting center, and you know, and Dan was more familiar with everything else, so it was nothing personal, you know, just maybe Dan was more ready than I was then, you know, so. That's it.
Primo, so play with Brandon Jennings when he was in Rome, right?
Yeah.
And you played with Brandon when he was with the Bucks. What was the biggest change you noticed in Brandon?
But you know, obviously, when he was back in Europe, he didn't get much opportunity to play, you know. What's the reason for that? What was the reason for that? I still don't know, you know, because I think he was ready. He was ready even, you know, back when he was in Rome. So I don't know. And when he got to the Bucks, you know, you know, Coach Carl's, he named him the starting point guard. You know, he was playing with a lot of confidence, and you know, he earned his trust, and he was running the team very good, you know, and. I think we can expect even bigger things from him this season.
What's the biggest difference between playing in Europe and playing in the NBA?
I mean, obviously, in Europe, you have more time for practicing. You know, you play I don't know, 2 games a week, the national championship on Sunday and EuroLeague on Thursday or Wednesday. So there is more practice time. You practice twice a day. You know, in NBA there are more games. You know, 82 plus 8 exhibition games plus playoffs. So there's not much time to practice during the season. So, but I think the EuroLeague, you know, the competition is very good. You know, and I think it's gonna get even better. So, but NBA is still NBA. You know, every night you're playing against the best players in the world, and I preferred NBA better.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on the spot here, Primos, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Who was the best player you've ever played with? Because you had the opportunity to play with all stars like Gerald Wallace. You had the opportunity to play with like Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton, Brandon Jennings, Andrew Bogut. Who was the best player you ever played with?
Huh, that's a tough question, you know, because as you mentioned, you know, I play with you know, a lot of, you know, great players, all stars. But if I would have to choose one player, it would definitely be Reggie Miller.
I forgot about him. Yeah, Reggie
Yeah.
Miller, of course, is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, great guy, great professional, you know, obviously, you know, one of the best shooters ever to play the game of basketball.
And you were awed in the way he played. You were just in awe of him, or
Excuse me?
you were just shocked by the way he played, because of course you probably seen some games on TV back home, but you know, seeing him up close and personal, you were probably in a shock but how shocked by him,
Sure,
how good he played.
obviously, you know, he can shoot the lights out, you know, but the one thing, you know, you cannot forget, you know, he was extremely hard worker, you know, every day, you know, he was the first guy in practice, you know, the last guy that will leave the practice. Just, you know, repetition, working hard on his game, brought him to the point, you know, when he was one of the best shooter.
How does Scott Skiles compare with some of the other coaches you play for?
Scott was great. He's a great coach. Great X's and O's guys, great motivator. You know, sometimes you don't know a lot. You know, he's hard on his players, but always in a positive way. You know, he's getting 100% out of everybody. You know, in practices, in games, and I really wish him, you know, and all the assistant coaches and all the generation nothing but luck. You know.
What was the locker room like in Milwaukee? Did all the international players help you out as you came to the Bucks?
I play with Carlos in Toronto. You know, when I got there, and you know, I got traded together with Royal Ivy, you know, from Philadelphia. So it was an easy transition. You know, and I've been in the NBA for 8 years. So you know, I've been traded, you know, many times. So it was. It was just another trade for me, you know.
So you broke your nose the other day. How was it like just wearing a mask? You told me before that you just practiced with the mask on today. How was that?
You know, the practice went fine, you know. I said, you know, before, if I'm going to get hit, you know, I'm going to get hit. You know, I didn't get the mask yet because I just went to, they're going to make me that mask on Wednesday, and Thursday we're leaving for Istanbul for World Championship. The only problem is, you know, because I broke my nose so many times during my career, and I had two surgeries back when I was playing with the Pacers, so this was the biggest problem, you know, surgeries, and then I broke it so many times, so the specialist told me, you know, that I should stay away from the game, you know, for at least 4 weeks, you know, but I said I will take my chance, I'll risk it, and I will play in the World Championship.
Of course, definitely you have to do that. And you play with Chris Bosh in Toronto. Of course you know about what he and LeBron James has done in Miami. Were you surprised about the way Chris Bosh, what Chris Bosh has done this offseason?
No, I was not surprised. You know, I think he was the one guy that everybody knew that he's gonna leave Toronto. You know, we didn't know for LeBron what he's gonna do, what he's gonna do. We knew the way he's gonna stay in Miami, but you know, Chris was like a lock that he's gonna leave Toronto, and I think you know Miami was a good choice for him.
Yeah, is that team would you hate playing that team right now?
Playing in that team or playing against that team?
Playing against that team.
I mean, you know, of course, man, you got three stars, you know, on the team, and, you know, who are you going to guard? Who are you going to stop? You know, it's going to be a problem for all the teams, you know, but the one thing everybody is asking now, how's the chemistry going to be in that team, you know, but I think all three guys just have one goal, and that is to win the championship, you know, so they don't care about statistics, how many points they're going to average, assists, rebounds. They just want to win, and if it's going to be like that, I think, you know, they're going to win the East, you know, but still they're going to have to beat the Lakers, you know, to win the championship.
Yeah, most definitely. And that East has really improved this year with the likes of Chicago, Milwaukee, Orlando still up there. There's a lot of great teams in the East. And of course, the West, Oklahoma City, you got Denver, Dallas, you know, etc. So it's going to be really tough for the Heat to win the championship this year.
For sure.
We're gonna wrap this up in a few minutes, but do you have any great locker room stories in your NBA career?
Great locker room stories. There were so many of them, so I don't know if I can point it out. Just one.
Can
you, know,
can you just pull one out of your head? Or?
Sorry, I can't right now. I can't remember one right now. Maybe I'll think for next time. I'll come up with one and I'll tell you next time.
Not even with like the box or anything?
Right now, nothing's.
Okay, I can see why I would say that because it is what 2:41 or something a.m. in
Yeah,
Slovakia.
Slovenia.
Slovenia.
Yeah.
I think that about wraps it up. I got
Okay.
one question. I got about one question left. Somebody asked is Primos a Greek name or what?
Is Primo?
Like Primos Brestlegia, yeah, your name. Is that a Greek name or what?
Is that a great? What?
Greek. Like, what's the origin of your name?
No. Primož is a Slovenian name
And what does it
from our
mean?
country. It's just a name. In our language, it doesn't mean nothing. It doesn't have like any explanation. Like some Greek names or I don't know. It's just a name.
Okay, Primos, good luck with the, Hello everybody and welcome back to the BucksCast. We're gonna wrap up the show talking about the upcoming FIBA World Championship. We're gonna talk about the USA team and also on Ersan Ilyasova's role in Turkey and Carlos Delfino's role in Argentina. First, let's talk about the USA team. This team is good, looks great on paper, other than for one thing, big men. Our starting center is going to be Tyson Chandler, and our other tallest player is going to be Lamar Odom. So it's not quite as good as Bosh and D Wade back in 2008. But Chuck, you've seen this USA team. What do you think of it?
I think they're probably, I can't say they're a clear-cut favorite, but they've got to be a favorite, along with a couple of the other teams, Spain, Argentina. Those are probably the three favorite teams to have a chance at winning this thing. But it's a little disappointing that our big stars, LeBron, Dwight, Wade, Kobe. They're not playing, but I understand they need time to get their bodies right in the off season. I know they'll be there for the Olympics. So, you know, I think they're one of the favorites. But yeah, like you said, no big men. It'll be interesting to see what they do. And so, yeah, we'll see what happens.
And also, Carlos Delfino has been lighting it up so far in the practice games. Are you guys pumped about Delfino's role in Argentina and what he's been doing so far, Chuck?
Yeah, I am. I think coming off of a full season with the Bucks, I have to imagine his personal confidence is somewhat high at this point. I think he's confident in his game plan or in his gameplay. I hope that this carries over into next season. You know, we could see a much improved Carlos Delfino next year. It should be exciting for Bucks fans.
Okay, Nick, I'm sorry. Let's backtrack a little bit, folks. Nick didn't get his thoughts on the USA team for the FIBA World Championship. Nick, what do you think?
Like Chuck said, they should be the favorites this year. They don't, but even though they don't have the top stars of the Olympic team. But I think they have enough talent to get by through to win the world championships. But they don't have a lot of big men, Tyson Chandler being their starting center. But he has enough talent to defend the other big men in the world championships and get rebounds. And they have Kevin Durant, who could score from pretty much anywhere on the court. So I think they have enough to get by, but it's not going to be as flashy as with Kobe, Wade, and LeBron and all them, Dwight Howard. But they should be able to get by.
Again, are you pumped about the way Delfino's been playing so far in the practice games?
Oh yeah, I'm really excited about it. Actually, it seems to be playing by the look at the stats. He looks like he's been playing at a whole new high level. And I'm really hoping that he could translate that to next season with the Bucks. Even if he could just bring half of that to the Bucks. I've been really impressed by the way he's been playing over there. And I hope he keeps it up.
And also, Ersan Ilyasova is supposed... I think he's supposed to play in the FIBA World Championship. He really didn't play in the practice games, but he is going to play in the FIBA World Championship games. Chuck, what are you looking for in Ersan?
I know going into the offseason, I had heard through, I don't remember if it was an interview Ersan did or one of the coaches, that he was actually going to try to bulk up a little bit this summer to help the abuse you take in the NBA down low. I know he was looking at maybe 10, 15 pounds. He's always been kind of lanky. So I'm going to look to see if he's put on any weight. That's probably the biggest thing for me. I mean, I trust his shooting ability. He's a pretty good shooter for a big man. I don't know in terms of, you know, if he's average, above average, slightly below average, but he's pretty good, got range for a big man. So I'm interested to see if he's bulked up at all to help him bang down low.
Nick, what are you looking for in Mr. Ilyasova in the FIBA World Championships?
Just looking for him to getting better and, like Chuck said, getting bigger. And I'm hoping that he could have his mid-range and three-point shot more consistent through the championships and carry that over to the season. Because once he gets that shot consistent, he's going to be a real tough to defend in the future. So I'm just looking at his strength and his consistency through the championships.
Yeah, and his three-point game should really shine in the FIBA World Championships. Of course, the FIBA three-point line is about 20 feet as opposed to around like 22 or 23 feet in the NBA. So his three-point shots should be good. His mid-range shot should be good. And I'm really looking forward to see how these guys do. Of course, my interviewee, Primus Brezic, will play in the FIBA World Championships with Slovakia. So we're looking forward to seeing our new BucksCast buddy, Primos, a message play in the FIBA World Championship. So we're going to wrap up the show. Chuck, do you have anything to plug?
You can, if you're interested in what I have to say, follow me on Twitter, ChucklesLove. I'll probably be tweeting more interesting stuff as the season starts. Last year, at the end of the year, I started doing live Ustream broadcasting from Squad 6 events, the Bucks playoff parties, that sort of stuff. So I'll be looking to continue that. As long as my cell phone battery holds up, I drained it pretty quick at the Game 6 of the playoffs, and my battery was dead about 5 minutes into the game. So, yeah, that's about it. Other than that, looking forward to the season. Can't wait.
Okay, Nick, you have anything to plug? Nick?
Yes, you can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/BlackMcKeever, just one word. And also, I'd like to give a shout-out to the Green Bay Packers. The season is about to come up pretty soon, so I'm excited about that. You're 2010 Super Bowl champs. That's it.
Wait a second here. Is someone making a prediction?
They're just saying a fact. I don't know if it's a prediction.
I think some of our listeners are going to bet you on that. If you want to bet on Nick McKeever on his Packers bet, you can email the show at bookscast@gmail.com. Again, if you want Nick, you misname your Twitter. It's actually Black_McKeever. MacGyver, no, just, like the 80s TV show.
It's no underscore. It's just one word.
Black MacGyver. But my Twitter name has the underscore is Dakota_Schmidt. That is DAKOTA_SCHMIDT. Of course, like I said before, email the show at buckscast@gmail.com. Be part of the show. Interact with the host. And until next week, folks, this has been Nicole Schmidt, this has been Chuck Schilling, and this has been Nick McIver, and we're signing out.